Can we get any drier? Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. As if we need any more bad news in Tennessee when it comes to the weather, the dry conditions are continuing, and unfortunately, the latest winter weather forecast from USDA shows how the strengthening La Nina weather pattern might mean more of the same for farmers here. Rod Bain reports.
Over the fall months, U.S. weather patterns have grown to take on resemblance to the traits found in a La Nina weather system. Not a surprise, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, as forecasters call for La Nina strengthening over the winter months.
For example, we're seeing a wet pattern develop across the northwestern United States. It's very typical of La Nina, and also we have seen very mild conditions across vast areas of the United States this month, and that too is fairly consistent with a La Nina signal. So we may already be seeing some effects of La Nina across the United States, even though we have not been officially put into a La Nina at this time.
And if La Nina continues to strengthen as expected, its impacts on agriculture will also expand through December, January, and February. Take, for instance, existing dry, even drought-like conditions in some regions, like the interior southeast.
We would expect to see warm and drier than normal conditions across the southeast. That would be a big concern, not only for winter crops, but heading into the spring and thinking about the 2017 season across the interior southeast.
Likewise, drier conditions in the central and southern plains could mean
concern for the wheat crop in states like Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, and some neighboring states as well.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Now that's from USDA. Now, according to the Farmers' Almanac, the winter forecast for Tennessee.
We're talking about cold and wet and miserable.
Pete Geiger, the Farmers' Almanac, and we'll see just how Mother Nature reacts, but we desperately need some moisture. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.